we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Happy Memorial Day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we are thankful that you have tuned in today. And we do want to start off today by saying thank you to all of those families who've had loved ones who've paid the ultimate sacrifice in order for our country to maintain its freedom. And so we honor those. I didn't always know everything that was going on in people's lives back when I was younger. Went to high school with a young lady, and come to find out her family used to come to Brevard County every year for vacation. And so she had family members living down here, and I didn't realize until here about probably 5 or 6 years ago that she had had an older brother who went to war in Vietnam and never came home. And if you are in the military, it's probably pretty good odds that you're going to know somebody who is going to end up having given their life in service for the country. And so we want to say thank you to all of those family members. Thank you for all of you active duty personnel. And we pray that the peace of God rules and reigns in your heart. We do like to offer on Memorial Day a free study Bible with study notes that are written by military personnel for military personnel. And it deals with a lot of stuff that you deal with that, quite frankly, I it's out of my norm. And so it deals with PTSD issues. I can't describe all of them here to you today, but if you would like one of these, they're absolutely free. We have, you know, a number of them to give away. And it's because we want to be a blessing to our military families. And we don't want you thinking that it's hopeless. We don't want to see your marriage end up in divorce. We don't want strife between husband and wife or between children and parents. We don't want you struggling financially. And so if we could be a blessing to you, you don't have to come to Merritt Assembly of God. If you will just contact us, you can either call us at our phone number, 321-454-4263, and we will get one of those out to you. Or you can send us an email at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. You can come to our service and say, hey, I heard that you had some study Bibles for military personnel. We would love to invest one of these in your life. God is the healer. And if you're struggling with some areas right now, God has an answer. He has a solution. And so we would love to bless you with one of these Bibles. We do want to take just a moment and say thank you to Wyrick Air, 632-9538. If you need any electrical repair done or air conditioning repair, give them a call. Write this number down. This is the number that you need. If you've got an old number, this is the one you want to use, 632-9538, 632-9538. And so Carla and Dennis are there, and they will be a blessing to you. They'll get you back in the cool for the summertime. So we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 9 today. Thank you for all of those who came out for our special services yesterday with the Cashmans. It was a great thrill to have you be a part of that wonderful service. So in Isaiah chapter 9, we started touching on this section on Friday. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder." And that's where we stopped. It goes on and it says, "And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And so today we're going to talk about, it says his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There are a number of songs that have been written through the years, and choruses and special songs that soloists did that have become part of worship service. And I will tell you that one of my favorite style of songs is whenever they start singing about the names of Jesus. Whenever they start singing and over and over about the way that we can identify God. You see, these are not just names. You know, people can call you a name and that name not have any bearing on your nature. They can call you a loser when you are actually a winner. They can talk smack to you and none of it be based on reality. And so you don't want to give any credence to that. But when we are talking about the name of God, it is revealing his nature, it is revealing his character, and it is revealing to us who he is. And so whenever we hear that God is wonderful, you know, that's exactly the opposite of what the devil wants you to believe. The devil wants you to think that God is a holdout, that God is biased, that God is judgmental, just condemning you without charge. Here's the reality. If God was wanting to sentence us to an eternity without him, he wouldn't have had to do anything. Remember, Isaiah chapter 9 is a encouragement and an encouragement to the people of Israel and to the people of Judah that God has a future for them. That even though the enemy has come in, God's going to defeat that enemy. So today, if you have been raised to think that God was extinct, I want you to know he's very much alive. If you've been raised to think that God was mean, I want you to know that his name is Wonderful. Wonderful. There are some translations that they link these first two, and it's Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor. People have come to me for pastoral care throughout the years, and you know, I don't know how you would respond to that, but I tell people what the Word of God says. And a lot of times people come to have somebody to hold their hand and to weep with them and cry with them and you know, just empathize with them, but send them out, even though they've had a little bit of consoling, they send them out with no direction, with no steps, no guidance, no wisdom on how to get out of that pit or to resolve the situation. And so they go out just as miserable as they came in. God is a wonderful counselor. When people come to me, I start telling them, you know, what the Word of God says. And I'm not always going to give them the direct answer that they want, because I want them to grow in their relationship with God so that they can be able to hear from God and hear the wonderful counsel that he gives. He's a wonderful counselor. He is wonderful in nature. He is someone to be longed for, someone to be embraced, someone to get to know and to become like. He is wonderful, but he is also a wonderful counselor who will give you the counsel that you need. The scripture says, in the multitude of counselors, there is wisdom. But when you are with God, you have a wonderful counselor. It really does matter who you get your counsel from. Rehoboam was Solomon's son. And Solomon, Rehoboam, when he came to power, the people came to him and they said, look, life was pretty hard under your father. Please tell us how you are going to rule. And the elders, the counselors who had been in that society, they'd been in those positions. They said, you know, if you will make life better for these constituents of yours, they will serve you forever. But there was another group of counselors. They were a bunch of young bucks, and they said, what you really need to go out and say that my little finger is thicker than my father's loins, and he scourged you with whips and made you do things you didn't want to do, and I'm going to scourge you with scorpions. I'm going to make your life even more miserable. And you know what? When he listened to the unwise counselors, when he listened to the young and the naive and those who had theories but they didn't have any experience, then he followed their advice, and the kingdom became a divided kingdom. 10 northern tribes became the nation of Israel, and the 2 southern tribes, Judah and Benjamin, became known as the nation of Judah. Who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to someone who has a theory, or are you going to listen to someone who has been dealing with people's problems for as long as there have been people? I'm going to listen to God. Are you going to listen to somebody who's never even seen the problem that you're dealing with, or are you going to deal with the person who designed you and knows how to correct a defective situation? One of my favorite stories from a mechanical standpoint was in the days when Henry Ford had his assembly line going, and one day one of their machines broke down, and he had his technicians try and work on it and try and fix it, and they couldn't get it right. It was functioning, but it wasn't calibrated correctly, and so they said, look, we don't know what to do to fix this machine, but it's got to be fixed. It's costing us a lot of production. And he said, that's okay. I will contact the man who invented the machine. And the guy's name was Charlie Steinmetz. And they called him, and he came to the plant, and he turned a few screws and adjusted a few knobs, and hit the button, and everything was working exactly the way that it was supposed to. And Henry Ford said, well, how much do I owe you? And he said, I'll send you a bill. And so a few days later, bookkeeping came to Henry Ford and said, there's got to be some mistake. He said, because we just got a bill for $10,000. Now, $10,000 was a lot of money back then. And he said, $10,000, he wasn't here for that long. And they said, that's what we thought. And so he said, I'll call him and I'll get this straightened out. And so he said, now, Charlie, this is Henry Ford. And, you know, I got a bill here that you're wanting $10,000 to for that adjustment, that calibration that you made for us the other day. And he said, you weren't here for very long, so we're just looking to know why the bill is so high. It's $10,000. And he said, oh, here, let me make an adjustment to that. And he said, let me itemize it for you. For turning a few screws and adjusting a few knobs, no charge. For knowing which screws to adjust and or turn and knobs to adjust, $10,000. You see, he knew what that machine needed in order to be right. And so I encourage you, listen to the counsel of God. I've got a person that I went to high school with. He lives here in Florida. He has run sound for some very large bands, and he's got a very eclectic skill set. I mean he's been this sound technician for these major bands that have toured, and he's got all of the passes to demonstrate it. He's also a yacht captain, and so he travels the world, and I mean he just does a lot of interesting things. And he and I were just talking on the phone here a few weeks ago, and he said that he'd gone and he installed a sound system, and he got a phone call a few weeks later from the company that had sent him out to install it, and they said, "Can you go take a look at it?" And so he went, and he found that all of the settings that had been made when he originally set the thing up, all of them had been changed. And so that was the reason that they were complaining, was because it wasn't sounding the way that it was supposed to, and it was a very expensive setup. And so the person came in and they said, "How did you get it to make it sound like that?" And he said, "Well, I undid all of the things that you had done, and I put it back the way that it was supposed to." And you might say, "Well, that's kind of rude. How could he say that?" You know, and when we live in such a sensitive time and people's feelings get hurt, listen, God, when he gives you counsel, he's not all concerned about your feelings. He's concerned about your life, the quality of your life. And he wants to turn the screws and adjust the knobs that is going to get you to your peak quality of life, to your holiest condition. He's looking to improve. And so it doesn't matter who you are today, doesn't matter who I am. I need God's wonderful counsel in my life. So I know on Friday we talked about the government of God, but I want to ask you today, when was the last time you availed yourself of the free, wonderful counsel of God? It really is free. It doesn't cost you anything. Where you come and you say, "God, this is the situation that I am facing. How do I get out of this? How do you want me to handle this situation?" Because, you know, someone has once said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. And I had tried that at one point in time. And I was praying about a situation, and we were getting the same result. And God spoke to me, and he asked me a question. He said, "How's your strategy working?" I said, "God, it's not getting me any place. It's not getting me any place. We're going through the motions the way that I would want somebody to deal with me, and it's not producing any change in the situation or the circumstance." And he said, "Well, if wisdom is proved right by all her actions, what does that say about the course that you are taking?" And it's like, "Oh, well, that must mean that the course that I'm taking does not reflect the wisdom that you want me to utilize in this situation." And he said, "This is what you need to do. Come to find out that the situation that I thought I was demonstrating mercy in was actually creating bitterness in other people. And it wasn't work." So I listened to God. This has happened a number of times where I had one strategy in mind, and then when I went to my wonderful counselor, he counseled me differently than what I was thinking. And guess whose path I chose? I chose his path. And would you believe that the results, every time this has happened, have been glorious. Now, they weren't always initially glorious. There were times where things got quite ugly. It looked anything other than glorious. But God worked in the situation and in the circumstance. And when I do things the way that God tells me to, I get the results that God promises. And those promises are about reconciliation and healthy relationships. Husbands, did you know that you can create a better marriage? You can. If you remember the story of Promise Keepers, I think his name was Bill McCartney. I could be wrong about the first name. But the way that Promise Keepers came into being was the head football coach of the University of Colorado was sitting with his wife in church, and someone got up to church and said, "Husbands, I want you to look at your wives. I want you to look them right in the eye. And that's going to give you a picture. It's going to allow you insight into the status of your relationship. You see, I love the way my daughter-in-law looks at my son. I love the way my son looks into the eyes of his wife." When we were praying for them, that was listen, I hadn't even met her. And God gave me a picture one night. To be honest with you, my son hadn't even met her. Didn't know her. Just God gave me a dream, and in this dream, I saw specific details. But the most outstanding characteristic was the way that this young lady was looking into my son's eyes, and I didn't say anything. And so the first time we ever got to meet her, she walked into the house, and I saw the eyes, and I saw the way that she looked, and I was instantly reminded of the dream. So back to the coach story, when he looked into the eyes of his wife, he didn't see these joyous eyes that were looking up to him like a newfound love relationship. Instead, he saw hurt and neglect. Listen, he had a very, I don't remember if Colorado's had been too successful in football since he left, but he recognized something that day, that he needed to work on his marriage more than he needed to work on the football team. And that's one of the primary reasons that Promise Keepers came into existence, was for men to build healthy, holy marriages. And so you can do that. You just need a wonderful counselor. You need to get into the Word of God. You need to find out what the Word of God says, because God's individual counsel to you will never violate the counsel of His Word. It's settled forever. So if you really want to know what God wants you to do, get into Ephesians chapter 5 and find out what God says to husbands. Wives, you can build a better relationship. Get into the Word. Find out how God wants you to treat your husbands, to respect your husbands. If you got generational issues going on, problems with children, fathers, it says don't exasperate, don't provoke your children to wrath. It doesn't mean that you are to be their best friend. You are there to parent them, to train them up in the way that they should go, to be able to stand on their own two feet intellectually and professionally and financially. You need to be equipping them for success. Make sure that your counsel is upon the Word of God. I don't know, you know, if this is going to mean anything to anybody or not, but a lot of times we do things that are cultural instead of biblical. We operate according to the counsel of our culture instead of the counsel of God's Word. If you were raised in an Eastern European household, then you tend to parent that way. I'm here to say that no matter what culture you come from, you need to submit that culture to the Word of God and allow your wonderful counselor to tell you what of that culture to reject and what of it to embrace, because there is no perfect culture outside of the culture of heaven. So I just want to encourage you today. You have a wonderful counselor. Do you know that every professional athlete has coaches? They don't just get the, if you want to see someone with very short-lived success, if any success at all, find the person who doesn't have a counselor that speaks into their life. Do not surround yourself with just people who say yes all the time, who tell you what you want to hear. That's not what you want. You want people who will say, this is a better course of action. One of the things that we're challenging all of our staff and leadership at Merit Assembly is, what is just one step? What is one step that you can take to make your ministry more effective? What is one thing that will bring greater results for the kingdom of God? Because God knows all of those things. God knows everything that he wants us to do, and he knows the best way to accomplish that. You need a wonderful counselor. And so a lot of times there are commercials that say, we ask lots of questions, but when we go to the doctor, we don't ask enough questions. There are some things that people refuse to address because they're concerned about how other people are going to view them. Can I tell you how we look at people who come forward for salvation at Merit Assembly of God? It's reminiscent. It reminds us, you know, I remember when I did that. I remember when I asked Jesus to be the Lord of my life. You know what it does for us? It causes us to rejoice that somebody has said yes to the counsel of God, yes to Jesus, yes to his government, yes to his wisdom and to his insight, yes to his blessing, yes to his provision, yes to his future. It causes us to rejoice. We're not there to condemn, because every person at Merit Assembly of God has been forgiven from something in their past, whether it was rebellion or sexual sin or substance abuse, whatever it might be. Everybody's got a past. It's only the counsel of God that got us out of that past, that got us into our present, and that counsel will lead us to a glorious future. You know, we're going to have a great week this week. Hopefully we'll see you here tomorrow, right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, bring you something new, tell how great you are, tell my praise to you. It's like an